You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. Please stand by for the John and Gordy Morning Show. Phone lines are open right now. Call or text 608-879-8255 or use the free Civic Media app. And now, live from the Civic Media headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, here are John and Gordy. We're truly sorry.
What's happened, man? It's really happened.
What's happened?
WMDX 92.7. This is John and Gordy in the morning. Big night last night. Wow, a lot of things happening.
Madison Night Market.
It was great.
It was great.
Yeah, we gave away a lot of our t-shirts, didn't we?
Yeah, and our stress balls.
We ran out of stress balls.
Yeah, now we're really stressed out because we don't have any balls left.
Well,
good morning.
For some reason, everybody wanted to grab our balls.
They're a popular item. Can't say. We'll get some more.
Yeah, pick the right colors, red and blue.
I guess. Dom, good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. I was also at the night market yesterday.
Yeah.
And we had some stickers. I think I'm not going to lie. I think I stole a few.
They're very popular.
Yeah,
I had a pocket full of them.
Yeah, we've got some leftovers. Yeah.
And then, of course, I got home and I realized that for some reason the stickers fell out of my pocket
and
onto the floor.
Oh no!
And the Kraken, my 2-year-old border collie, ended up chewing them. So, and I hope it tasted good.
Luckily, we have extras.
We do have a few extras.
But those are really cool, and we're gonna put them on everything.
Yeah, they say I voted for John and Gordy for Best of Madison.
Best of Madison.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we're getting a few people to vote as they stop by the booth,
forcing them to vote.
Yeah, and they voting is still open at the Madison Magazine, and
it is.
And you can go right to our website wmdxradio.com and vote right there. Just click on the Madison Magazine banner.
They request your name and email just to make sure that you don't vote twice, three times, four times.
Yeah,
but then go through the entire list and pick out some of your favorites.
Yes,
it is the Best of Madison.
That's
it's a fun thing.
Well, here it is, Friday the 13th, and happy Friday. It's a partly cloudy start this morning. I think we'll see some sunshine at times.
A little hazy.
A little hazy and maybe a sprinkle or two, but not much.
I think so.
Okay. Right now, the official WMDX thermometer right outside our window, the old Mercury, is saying 55 degrees.
Yeah.
What is your Samsung WMDX watch telling us?
It's 56 degrees,
okay.
But then again, it's on my warm wrist, so.
Could it count for another degree or two?
It could go in the other direction, too.
I don't know if it really works that way, but, I wonder if they tested it out.
I don't know. Maybe. But a high of 76 today.
Oh, well, that's let's see what the lottery ball, because every Friday we do the lottery ball machine. So let's hit it there, producer Dom. And we'll see what the balls have to say. First ball coming up the shaft is a 7. 7. Next ball, here we go. It's a 3. 73 for a high. What was your watch saying? You don't remember.
76.
Oh, really? Okay.
Well, yeah, 76 trombones, just the whole thing.
Oh, wow. All right, so here it is Friday. We've got Pam Yonke will be joining us shortly in about 10 minutes or so with Midwest Farm and Food Report.
Yeah, she'll be talking about the Dane County Dairy Breakfast.
Yes.
At the Hinckley Dairy Farm.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Also, Brittany Merlot will have the weekend weather, and Rocker will be in the studio.
Now, there's an
interesting
element to the dairy breakfast.
Is there?
Because this is a special kind of dairy farm. I don't know how special, but they have robots milking cows there. So we're going to find out more from Pam Yonke.
Everything's AI now.
Robots.
Okay. Robots.
Okay.
Yeah.
Milking cows. We'll also check in with Savannah Tomei Olson, get the latest on the news. And, of course, tomorrow is the No Kings protest in Madison and throughout the country.
Really, yeah.
More than 1,500 or 1,600 protests planned across the country. And, and it's our last day of the Scani Text to Win contest.
Oh, yes, it is.
So we'll get that underway in the 7 o'clock hour. Yeah. So it was fun last night at the Madison Night Market. Saw a lot of people. Saw Art Paul Schlosser.
Yes, we have a surprise for everybody. Art Paul did a special on the spot John and Gordy song.
Do you have that ready, John?
Not yet.
Okay,
not yet.
All right. Well,
but I will at some point, I promise.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Yeah, it was fun. We hung out with him a little while and talked to him about coming on the show again.
Yeah.
We'll get him on here sometime soon. But it was great to see all the people stopping by the booth.
I'm wearing a shirt
today. Yeah, what does it say? Art Paul sings, "I don't want a gun, I just want to have fun." Yeah, I see. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful thought.
Great sentiment. So, it's a purple, dark purple shirt. I swapped it out for a John and Gordy shirt.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a good trade. Yeah. All right. Should we check the history books there, Dom? Do you have
what happened to the calendar? What? You know, I'm always...
If
we're going to ignore the calendar...
We phased it out.
At least let's just look at the days.
Really?
The days we won't be talking about.
We won't be talking about National Golf Cart Day. Why would we talk about it anyway? National Golf Cart Day. Why would we have a day to celebrate golf carts? Oh, that's a nice 1958 golf cart got there.
Really helps the exercise thing, doesn't it? Right?
God. National Movie Night. National Blame Someone Else Day today. I like that one.
No, it's that day every day for the MAGAs out there.
Yeah. National Wear Blue Day. National Random Acts of Light Day. That's strange.
Yeah.
National Weed Your Garden Day.
Are you wearing blue?
I am wearing blue. I didn't know.
We didn't get the memo.
He's colorblind, so he does. You didn't get the memo.
I didn't get the memo.
National Wear Blue Day. Oh, it's the Friday before Father's Day. That's right. It's Father's Day weekend.
Oh, my God, no.
I'm sure your
boys.
Is
it really?
Yeah. National Kitchen Klutzes of America Day. It shows a picture of somebody with a juicer getting sprayed.
Yeah, don't put a top on it when you're juicing anything.
Just let it fly.
Yes, guys are that stupid, I suppose.
Yeah. And National Sewing Machine Day for all you people that like to sew with a sewing machine.
Well, it's amazing what they've done with sewing machines. My son wanted to get a sewing machine.
Is that right?
You know, because he's into superheroes, he wanted to make his own costume. So he wanted to buy a sewing machine. And I thought, what? Yeah, you know, I had the image of the old sewing machines. And, you know, I found out that they're all digital now and they can do these things almost by themselves. It's almost robotic. So you can do a lot of stuff.
Did you buy him a Bernina? Or did you buy him a...
We looked into it, and we were thinking about doing it eventually, and then Joann Fabrics went out of business.
Oh, well.
Nationwide. That's because of some investment company that drew the line and dissolved the company, which is really killing everybody. There really is no place to go now because Joann Fabrics had everything. They really did. They had zippers. Have you ever broke a zipper? They had snaps. They had all these different things that you could do, and a lot of yarn and fabrics.
You know,
you just can't get that stuff anyplace else.
Well, who's the
Hobby Lobby?
No,
Michaels maybe. Michaels.
No, Michaels. I mean, they have a small sampling. It's more hobbyish things instead of actual fixing product that you have, like clothes and sheets and.
Where's
curtains.
That? Where's the Nancy? Remember
Nancy
Zeman?
Yes, yes. Sewing with Nancy.
Yes, I think there's still a store. I think it's in. It might be in Beaver Dam. Let me try to look this up. Anyway, I think they still have a store in Beaver Dam.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. If Sewing
don't
with
know.
Nancy is that the title of the show?
Yes.
Rolled right off my tongue. I'm thinking, wow. Sounds pretty good. Maybe there should be a show like that.
Yeah.
Is it Nancy Zeman's Sewing Studio?
That's the one.
There
where is
go.
That? Where is that in Beaver Dam?
That is in Beaver Dam.
What
right.
do I get?
Wow.
I
you know
where did
these
I pull
things.
That out of? That's
how many great. Times have you been there? That's fantastic.
I go there every couple of weeks. They have lessons. You know, I'm trying to learn how to do the double switch and double stitch thing.
You're that type.
I like to make, you know, a good quilt once in a while, or, you know, sew myself a shirt.
I know you're all-American quilter in high demand.
Well, it's really tough to make those with all the different patchwork you have to do and, you know, get the different designs going.
All the different constitutional quotes.
Yeah.
On those blankets.
We're going to hear from all the quilt makers now. Don't make fun of quilt makers. Okay. All right, fine. Do what you want.
I think, you know, when you make fun of a certain hobby, it's almost a source of pride. You know, at least they notice that you have that hobby.
Right.
And they're making fun of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Anything in the history books?
We got a few. And speaking of sewing, the invention of the sewing machine was today.
Yeah.
So it makes sense.
That's why it was the national
Also in 1971, sewing. New York Times began the publication of the Pentagon Papers.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Daniel Ellsberg, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And then June 13, 1983, mm-hmm. Pioneer 10 made history as the first human-made object to leave the solar system, man-made.
Oh, satellite that just kept going. Yeah,
the space probe. Yeah.
I feel like a lot of this history is always having to do with space.
Yeah. Yeah, you're probably right.
We're still waiting for Space Force to come in and rescue L.A.
Space Force. Oh, man. Yeah, call in the Space Force people. They're Star Trek uniforms.
That's right.
Any birthdays of note?
I don't know about of note. They're kind of boring, but I do have three here. We got Mary Kate Olsen.
The Olsen twin. Why wouldn't it be the other person's birthday?
Maybe Kate is one and
Mary's one and Mary's the other.
No.
Yeah, but it's
Mary Kate Olsen.
Yeah, from Full House. Yeah.
Yep.
And then Chris Evans.
Oh, Chris Evans.
There we go.
Chris Evans.
Captain America.
Yeah, Captain America.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he fit that role. Amazing. You know, he started off as the Human Torch in a Fantastic Four film. But, you know, there were two of those. But I thought when they picked him as Captain America, I thought, why did they take him away from being the Human Torch? But, man, did he fit the Captain America role.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Now he's playing villains in a lot of movies. The Gray Man, I think, was the latest one.
Mm.
And what a great movie. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The Gray Man?
Ryan Gosling, right?
Yep, Ryan Gosling. Yeah, Chris Evans, Ryan Gosling. Those are two really good actors.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Just an amazing action film.
Mm-hmm.
Just fantastic.
Yeah. And then the last one is Tim Allen. So kind of going away. More, he was in Toy Story, Santa Claus, Home Improvement.
Yeah.
So a lot of actors today. A lot of actors.
Okay. How old is Tim Allen, does it say?
72.
No, that's 72. He's a young guy. Holy crap.
Okay.
What? Well, not that young. I mean, you know, he's over his 70s, man. Yeah. He should retire.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Thank you for that look at the birthdays. Yeah. Again, we've got Pam Yockey coming up next, right? What are we going to talk about? The
dairy breakfast with robotic milking machines.
Can't wait to get Pam's take on that. All right.
And, you know, there's artisan butter. Did you know anything about this? Pam will talk about that as well.
Okay. And we'll also, in our next hour, we'll check in with Savannah Tomei Olsen and Rocker with a Maxine preview also in the 7 o'clock hour, along with the Scotty Text to Win contest. Last day for that. Got to get in on it. It's all coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Killing us all.
Let me much a nightmare.
It is.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning.
6:23. Partly cloudy skies today, highs in the mid-70s. And now it's time. Do we have Pam Yonke on the line here?
I think we do.
Very good, Dom. Thank you very much. Pam, good morning to you. Happy Friday the 13th.
Yes, I know. It dawned on me as I was looking at the markets this morning.
Oh, really?
Everything started unfolding in with Israel and Iran, and it's nothing but triple-digit lows. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, yeah, Friday the 13th. Here we go.
Here we go.
What a way to start. Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. So,
well, let's talk about some of the topics that are really going on in your industry, and that is the dairy, the Dane County Dairy Breakfast. Everybody looks forward to this one. This is a big event
tomorrow morning
at the Hinckley Dairy Farm. Is that correct?
Yeah, you bet. It's going to be a couple thousand people. We usually see between 5,000 and 6,000 people that attend the Dane County Breakfast on the farm, and for a second time. The Hinchley family in Cambridge are going to be hosting, and I love this dairy. This has been basically not constructed, but it really fits well with education. The Hinchleys have a lot of school kids that end up coming through their farming operation, and one of the reasons why is they use robotic technology to milk their cows.
Wow.
Now, when I talked to Tina, you know, that's not a small investment for a farm their size to make. I think that Tina and Dwayne are milking maybe around 200, 250 cows. So that's, you really got to push the pencil hard to make sure it's working, but it is. And more importantly, not only do the cows respond well and go up in milk production because they have the opportunity to get milked when they want to, not when the farmer has to. It also gives a quality of life to Dwayne and Tina. I mean, I've known these guys pretty much their whole farming career, and it's funny how rested and relaxed they look now when I see them out, as opposed to always looking at the watch. When do we have to leave to get home for chores? And the other thing about the Dane County Dairy Breakfast, if you join us tomorrow morning, they start serving at 7, and those robots will be milking cows. Now, I'm sure, I can imagine what's going through you guys' heads when you think about robotic milking.
Yes, think about the Jetsons.
Yeah, exactly. The one running around with an apron on. Well, this is not that case at all. This is literally, if it's just a square box kind of, where the cow walks in, it's all automated as far as using laser levels. So it knows exactly where the cow is standing, and it knows exactly where her udder, where the milk comes out, is all four teats. They've got laser levels on it so that the milking machine, basically, once that cow walks in, it cleans her, then it puts the milking machine on her, milks her, and then it disinfects her or cleans her when she's leaving. And for that, she's rewarded with a couple cubes of high-protein feed while she's standing there. And remember, they decide. They decide when they want to get milked. So some of these cows have gone up by, literally double milk production, because instead of waiting for the farmer, when they feel like they need to be milked, they go in and they just continue to, grow their milk production. So it's very cool. It's something that you'll be able to see tomorrow if you join us at the Dane County Breakfast on the farm. And again, like I said, be patient. We're still kind of putting together all the volunteer forces because of everything else that's going on. I think I mentioned to you guys last week, there's 16 different June dairy events going on tomorrow around Wisconsin.
Yeah.
That's just Saturday, 16. So,
wow. Yeah, what's going on? It was like the dairy state or something. Well, anyway, the thing here is I never knew that cows knew or wanted to get milked. It's a thing where they voluntarily do it themselves.
Right. That's right. And I love it. I love to watch them because there are cows, just like people, that will try to game the system. So they'll go milk, and then all of a sudden you see them literally, just like kids in a school lunch line, go right back around and follow the next one in because they
know
that they're going to get a feed cube. Yep, absolutely. It's just hilarious. And there are some that are so catty, they will go to another milking machine just to try to get that feed. But they are wearing a little bit of a electronic collar that's designed for milk production tracking, but it also says, you've had your treat for right now. Move on. So they make sure that. But it is funny how there's some of them that are so smart. on how to game the system, and they know what's going on. And they will stand in line, literally, on their own. They stand in line waiting for the next one to get out of the machine so that they can go in if it's, you know, certain times of the day. So kind of look for the animal patterns at those robotic milkers if you get to the farm tomorrow. It's just hilarious to see how they love it. They really do love it. They'll stand there if you don't get them out of the way.
I think more dairy farms should pick up on this thing. Yeah. This is wild.
Yeah, they are. All right. It is true. They are.
Yeah. Why don't we get to the interesting thing with the artisan batches of butter? This is kind of a cool thing, and it's kind of a rising industry in Wisconsin, isn't it, at this point?
We're probably going to run out of time, but we can talk more Monday. So what's spawning this is the world high market price for butter. Right now, U.S. butter is about $1 a pound cheaper than the world butter market. Mm. And what that's forcing is for us to change up how we do butter. In the United States, our average butter has 80% milk fat.
Right. Okay.
The world market wants 82% butter fat. Mm. Now, it doesn't seem like a big deal, but actually, it can kill deals. It can kill deals. So some of our U.S. butter producers have gotten savvy. It's not hard to increase butter fat. We've got plenty of it around us. So our U.S. butter makers are doing artisan batches at 82% that they can then market for a premium on the world marketplace.
Wow.
It's been going on, and it looks like it's going to keep going on.
Interesting. All right. Well, maybe we can talk more about that on Monday.
I think we should. All right.
Pam Yonke, thank you for joining us. Have a great weekend.
Absolutely. You guys too. Thanks.
All right.
Very good.
Friday the 13th there.
Mm-hmm. Coming up next, it's Idiocracy on John and Gordy in the Morning.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right there.
There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Well, you know, sometimes they catch on to that dumbness and they realize, oh no, you know, we were pretty dumb doing this.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's contagious.
We'll get to that in just a moment.
6:36, cloudy skies this morning, a little bit of sunshine trying to peek through. And highs today in the mid-70s right now, 55 degrees. This portion of the show brought to you by Burlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Burlo Mattress. A lot has changed since 1958, since they opened their doors. But some things have remained constant throughout Burlo's history. They're still direct-to-consumer and providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Burlo Mattress, two Madison locations, east and west. Go to Burlo.com.
All right. Get one of those adjustable bed frames.
Check them out.
I used mine last night.
Did
it was
you?
Wonderful.
What was the angle of it? Does it give you a number?
It doesn't give you. No, there is no digital readout screens, unfortunately. I wish there were.
You didn't fall off the mattress either, right?
No, I did not fall off.
Dominic, did you fall off your mattress again?
Evan, I don't plan on doing it anymore. I've learned from my mistakes.
You got the guardrails, didn't you? The child guardrails.
Hey,
well, that's good.
Hey, don't be too proud, man. I think you should think safety. That's what I'm thinking here.
Okay.
All right. We want you to make it in here each and every day and not with a broken arm and, you know.
I've been broken every time.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get to, you know, something that the Magus have realized that maybe this wasn't the best idea. And that is having this proof of citizenship law in place. So,
really?
Texas legislators surprisingly ended the 2025 session this week without passing a proof of citizenship bill. Hmm. One reason for the bill's failure, advocates say, Republicans were worried that married women, rural voters, and GOP-leaning groups might be hurt By it, I think that includes everybody that votes for Republican.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what they're saying?
Yeah, they're a little reluctant now to pass something as ridiculous as that. You know, there's no escape hatch. You know, once you have a birth certificate, there's not like an argument you can make in front of somebody saying, but now I have a married name. Well, it doesn't, you know.
No. Yeah.
Doesn't prove anything.
Hmm.
Okay. So that's not a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You know, I tried to play off the fact that it's going to be no King's Day tomorrow.
That's right. Big protests all across the country.
Yeah.
Of course, here in Madison.
I thought, how do we have fun with that?
Well,
and I came up with an idea, and it is a miserable failure.
What?
Oh, no.
You were trying to come up with
trying to be funny, trying to be clever.
Kings.
Yeah, no
yeah,
kings.
Go right? with the king theory.
Yeah, yeah. And my idea was there's a backlash now.
Yeah.
From all the kings that we have in this country.
like what kings?
They're opposing, you know, No King's Day. And I wrote, spokesperson Barbie as the island princess sent out press releases stating that the kings were not going to be intimidated and won't tolerate disobedience.
Well, what kings now, are we talking about?
Again, well, okay, Atlantis King Aquaman and Prince Namor, who is now King Namor, will also make rare inland appearances.
Good news,
Wakanda King Black Panther will be the featured speaker. Now, I put this thing together thinking, well, this will be funny, you know, but it didn't, it's not working out at all.
Did you throw the Burger King in there, that guy?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that.
Okay.
Burger King will supply the food. But keep a low profile due to what some people claim is a creepy presence.
Yeah, he never speaks.
No,
his facial expression never changes.
Yeah.
How's that creepy smile?
He kind of walks around kind of creepy.
What about King Friday from Sesame? No, Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers. Well,
King Friday.
Well, he's just part of the large contingent of kings that will be making it out for the backlash against No King's Day.
I'm King Friday.
Well,
I think
you'll like this. The entertainment will be provided by King Crimson.
Really, the court of the Crimson King?
Yes.
They're going to play
absolutely,
that?
Absolutely, yes. And the Frost King will supply the AC.
Frost King. So, oh, sure. The AC and the refrigeration.
It's going to be a hot day, you know, so we certainly want to keep the place cool.
Oh.
They're very relieved, though, the one cancellation that they were looking forward to was King Kong, because there's a lot of destruction tied in with that.
This was an elaborate joke.
Well, I'm thinking
you must have stayed up all night working on that.
It didn't take me long to put this together, but I thought, geez, I don't know. This is, kind of slapstick, right?
Well, okay, so.
And then I said,
King Kong.
And the star-studded lineup includes old King Cole, King Arthur of the Flower Company, King of Hearts, King Lear.
Oh.
And the tune King Leonardo. Do you remember King Leonardo?
Was that a cartoon?
He was a lion.
King Leonardo, yeah.
Thorin, King of the Mountain. King Theoden. King Aragorn.
Who?
This is from Lord of the Rings.
Oh, okay.
King Smurf. You might be familiar with that one. Little King. Remember the Little King cartoons? I never understood these old comic strips. Little King.
Oh.
The little guy.
I don't remember.
I never
that
understood
one.
That. How about King of the Mole Men? I'm sure that you're familiar with. No?
Don't know.
All right.
That
how
one.
About King of the Mountain? King Odin?
King
Mufasa, the Lion King, for all the kids out there.
Right.
He'll be there. King Bob the Minion, for the kids that love minions. And of course, the Pirate King.
Oh, okay.
So there you go.
A lot of kings.
Well,
for No King's
Again,
Day.
It's a backlash against the No King's Day.
Makes perfect sense.
Well, anyway.
I wonder if there'll be any kings at the Madison protest tomorrow. You know, people wearing crowns or whatever, you know.
If you listen to our promo for today, are going to be the two kings.
Did have that. We
will
have
be
that.
The target.
Ah. Okay. Well, good to know.
All right. Thanks. Well, you know, failed humor.
Well, thanks for
preparing
that.
I apologize for everybody.
Well,
for
you really went through a lot
like
of
that, a disaster.
Really, you did a lot of work on that. I'm glad.
I think so.
You workshopped it. You're by yourself. It shows.
Yeah. Well, it's good. That's how I entertain myself, just by putting stuff like that around. Yeah, there, see? Yeah. They're on State Street. They did not like that.
They did not. That's good.
All right.
Okay.
Should we get to, you know, I put together so much stuff for today.
Yeah.
I think I'm just going to put, I'm going to call some ad libs here, okay?
Some audibles?
Yeah. Here, okay. let's go with AOC.
Okay.
I thought, look, she made a great point yesterday, and this is something that didn't occur to me. I think it didn't occur to a lot of people, but now when you think about it, wow, this is really the reason why all of this is going on, this opposition to immigration, and how they're taking people out. Mm-hmm. Who they're taking people out? A lot of people have thought, well, they're going to take out all the, you know, all the bad people,
all the gang members,
yeah. So, but AOC had a different perspective, and this is cut 129. So let's listen to AOC's point of view on this. It's great stuff. Listen.
Okay. But when they say illegal versus legal immigration, they are trying to end legal status in the United States as well. Correct, Governor Pritzker, with the end of TPS and making people undocumented by removing legal status, ending legal status, and then having the audacity to call them illegal when they were here documented. Correct?
Taking students' visas away from people, taking their legal right to be in the United States away from them when they've been granted maybe years earlier to stay.
So I don't want to hear about how this is about illegal versus legal immigration. They are attacking legal status and removing legal status. The Republican majority is anti-legal immigration in the United States. I want to make that very
right
clear,
there.
And I yield back.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
They're making it illegal for legal
right.
immigration into this country.
Yes.
They're taking it out.
It didn't
occur to me because they're reversing all of these visas. Mm. They're calling people into these courts, you know, to renew their visa or
right.
you know, talk about it in court. But anyway, they're arresting people just and it's ending.
Taking it away.
Yeah.
Wow.
Why? It was a great thought. Really mm-hmm. a great thought. Now, yesterday when we were talking about the LA situation, you know, mm-hmm. everything that's happening there. And personally, you know, as I watch all of the action going on, it's really a kind of a show, a Hollywood show of explosions and bombs and sound and mm-hmm. action, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Caused by the National Guard, caused by the local police.
Mm.
And when people see the videos of this stuff, the megas just love it. I mean, they just eat this stuff up, the explosions, the flash bombs. They love this stuff and seeing people running and being, you know, carried away and, mm-hmm. and zip-tied. It's a show. That's all it is. And all these people that are being, you know, forced to the sidewalk and off the road, they're not doing anything. They're just standing there protesting like anybody should in this
yeah.
country against their government if they mm-hmm. disagree with it. And that's all it is. They're just creating a situation and making it seem bigger than it really is.
Yes.
Right? I mean, that's just the crazy part of all of this
yeah.
stuff. But then we've got the other people, the megas out there that are saying, oh, look at all those flags, you know, the Mexican
oh, yeah.
flags.
Right.
Wow, you don't want to see those.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, well, what about those flags?
Yeah.
Now, we had a texter, a Tria from Milton, who called us out on this. He's saying, Democrats supporting other countries rioting in Los Angeles
mm-hmm.
is a new form of terrorizing the American population with all those foreign flags flying in L.A.
Mm.
That's not American people. That's a foreign invasion. The fact that you're not asking why so many foreign flags are being flown in L.A. tells the tale. So I'm just thinking, wait a minute here. No.
Mm.
Well, one thing, my mega friend in Milwaukee called me and said the same darn thing.
Yeah.
So my response to that is basically, and I think your response too, is, you know, we've seen a lot of different flags.
Yes.
And we don't know. No one's ever asked the person carrying the flag, are you an American?
Mm.
Are you supporting the Mexican immigration into this country and the people that are working hard here
mm-hmm.
that have the legal visas
right.
that are now being kicked out anyway? Are you asking any of those questions? Are these people American or not? Are they flying the Mexican flags because they're proud of their home country, and they're here trying to be a citizen in this country? Yeah, I don't see any problem with it. Yeah. And I don't know. I remember seeing Gadsden flags. I remember seeing Confederate flags.
Right.
I remember seeing Trump flags superimposed on the American flag. I'm sorry. I saw a lot of different flags myself, Tria, so I don't know what you're complaining about. Again, this is a very superficial thing to take note of, flags. But, you know, everybody deserves a chance to make a better life in this world, and there are no borders, visible borders. So what we need to do is just find a better immigration policy, and immigration reform seems to be off the table, and no one's talking about it.
And we will continue with more of Idiocracy on John and Gordy in the Morning. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Here comes Leonardo, Leonardo Lion, King of Bongo Congo, a hero line of iron.
Where Leonardo travels, his subjects all go to.
There's Odio Coloni, who's loyal and true blue.
I say there's a booming hunter.
And Wily Witty Fox.
And Tudor, who brings fun to you.
And Vincent's Magic Box.
Good King Leonardo has his enemies.
Biggie, with his pistols.
King Leonardo.
With his fleas.
It was not a great cartoon. I hated that thing.
It was a crummy cartoon. Yeah. It was really cheap. It was
kind of a nightmare.
Not well done. But King Leonardo.
Again, that's the backlash against No King's Day. They're all coming out in force. But I'm really worried about the Burger King.
Oh,
for
Burger
some
King,
reason, that guy, you don't know what to expect from him.
Yeah, he just kind of lurks around in the background.
Yeah. And I want to thank Tria for, posing the question in a text. He's from Milton. And I'm not angry at you. I'm actually angry at my mega friend at Milwaukee. But the flag thing is a little superficial. You didn't see Biden flags. You didn't see Obama flags.
Right.
You know, the left doesn't do these kinds of things. You know, there's the Gadsden flag, the Confederate flag, the Trump flag. And you know what? We don't mention anything about it. We never bring it up. It's not a big deal. I mean,
till
you can
now,
have
yeah.
your damn flag. You know, who cares? You know? All right.
Okay.
All right.
This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They offer fast and flexible appointments. They also are all about passion over profit, family-owned, helping people change their lives. Their number one goal at Madison Hearing Aid Center isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. You can find out a lot more at their website, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com, and talk to Jim and Sarah. They'll set you up with an appointment. They also have an initial hearing test online that you can take at MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Okay.
All right. We've got a couple of phone calls here. Let's go to Dick first. Okay. Dick, what do you got for us today?
Good morning. I find it interesting. They're worried about these flags. And yet you have a defense secretary who comes just short of carrying a Russian flag. He can't say who he wants to win that war.
That's right.
But well, this situation yesterday with the senior senator from California, I had the opportunity to see it just about in real time, shortly after it happened when I got home.
Yeah.
And he clearly says who he is. There's no question about it. Mm-hmm. So the way they operate as a party, shouldn't we have when Marjorie Taylor Greene pulled her stunt during the State of the Union, they should have put the takedown on her and drug her out of the room.
Yeah, hauled her out.
Yeah.
Well, so, you know, you're not even able to ask a question of somebody from Homeland Security. And then she claimed she didn't know who he was.
Okay, yeah.
Well, I did hear her in the background as he was trying to ask his question. I don't think maybe she was actually aware of him at all. And I blame the guy. I blame one of the security guys for actually taking action as quickly as he did, just from a guy asking a question.
Right.
So a lot of that is on him.
Well, and they say that the senator lunged at her or something like that. I didn't see any of that in the video.
No.
He's just behind. In fact, he's, you know, he kind of blocked from getting to her.
Well, a lot
from
of camera people
TV
right
cameras.
In front of him. Yeah. So there was easy way to get at her anyway. So, yeah.
It's crazy.
They seemingly couldn't say who exactly that was, even though they had FBI stuff on. You could clearly see.
Yeah.
They weren't sure whether it was Secret Service or FBI. Well, who knows, you know, the way they go about their business now.
Well, it could be just a militia member now dressed as some kind of government agent. We don't know anymore. I mean, you know, no one has to show an ID or a search warrant. So this is really off the rails. This is so far off the rails. All right, Dick, I appreciate it.
Thank you for that call. Let's move on
to Mark here. Mark, what do you got for us?
Yeah, good morning, guys. Yeah, all the ethnic festivals here in Wisconsin, they're always flying the flag of, like, Norway or Switzerland or Sweden.
Oh, yes, sure. You go to Door
Denmark,
County.
Sure. Whatever. And for another flag, the Virginia state flag has the Goddess of Liberty with her foot upon a slain king's at her feet with the crown laying you know, off his body. It was flying that flag, an insult to Donald Trump. I mean, the kings that you mentioned were actually kings. So some of the fantasy, like Aquaman and King Namor, were actually, you know, people dedicated to their actual people, not to themselves, and to the orange menace that wants to make himself king. And all these other countries can have their kings, but here in America, we do not have kings.
Right.
The president is subject to punishment and disgrace, as is stated by Hamilton in Federalist 67. I mean, that is...
Right.
No, for 69, Federalist 69, I'm sorry. But, I mean, he's not the man. He's not supposed to be the man that Hamilton tried to assuage the fears of the anti-federalists, who thought he was going to be crowned and have surrounded by minions and mistresses with his murdering Janissaries at his disposal. But apparently that's what MAGA wants, and that's not what we're supposed to have.
You just mentioned the minions again. King Bob the Minion is is one of those forming the backlash against No King's Day. Look, I'm not going to let go of this stupid.
Well, you worked all night on that stuff. You're going to use it.
I did. I apologize for everybody.
Mark, thank you for that call.
We have a text here.
Yeah.
Foreign flags. Has Stoughton been invaded by Norway?
That's right.
They fly a lot of flags down there.
Yeah, they do.
I lived there for about 2 months.
Yeah.
I loved it there.
Really?
The coffee cup was just fantastic.
Why did you only live there
two months? Well, I had a radio job in Janesville.
Oh, and it didn't work out.
Yeah, it didn't work out at all.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And then we have a comment from Steve Clemens out there in Sun Prairie. There is no country called America. There are two continents called America, North America, South America. The United States of America is a country in North America.
North America.
Yes, very good. Thank you for pointing that out. Yep.
It is 6:59. Coming up right around the corner, we'll check in with Savannah Tomei Olson, get the latest on some news headlines happening around our area. Also, Brittany Merlot with the weekend forecast. And it's the last day of the Scani Text to Win contest. And we'll reveal the keyword right after 7 o'clock on John and Gordy in the Morning.
Despicable me. I'm having a bad day. It's about time that I get my way.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.